Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. This message is for the week of June 19, 2022, and we thank you for joining us today. Today is Father's Day, and my message is from Proverbs chapter 20, verses 3 to 7. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 3 to 7. It's titled, Five Qualities of a Wise Person and an Impactful Dad. Five Qualities of a Wise Person and Impactful Dad. Call to worship is taken from a familiar hymn, Rise Up, O Church of God. Rise up, O Church of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As followers of the Son of Man, rise up, O Church of God. Today is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Today is a day to remember, honor, and encourage fathers. Now, over the past 100 years or so, there's been a change in the understanding and role of a father. When I was growing up, I heard how fortunate I was because previous generations of children had lived under the motto, children are to be seen and not heard. Fathers tended to be strict disciplinarians and corrected more than comforted their children. Here is a letter written by a father to his son during the Second World War, and the author is unknown, but it expresses the father's regret for not being more available to his child as he looks back. He writes, Dear son, I wish I had the power to write the thoughts wedged in my heart tonight. As I sit watching that small star and wondering where and how you are, you know, son, it's a funny thing how close a war can really bring a father who for years with pride has kept emotions deep inside. I'm sorry, son. When you were small, I let reserve build up that wall. I told you real men never cried, and it was mom who always dried your tears and soothed your hurts away so that you soon went back to play. But son, deep down within my heart, I long to have some little part in drying that small tear-stained face. But we were men. Men don't embrace. But suddenly I found my son, a full-grown man, with childhood done. Tonight you're far across the sea, fighting a war for men like me. Well, somehow pride and what is right have changed places here tonight. I find my eyes won't quite stay dry, and that men sometimes really cry. And if we stood here face to face, I'm sure, my son, we would embrace. Today, children have more freedom to express themselves, but unfortunately, many children have limited or no contact with their fathers and lose out on all that a father can teach. Thousands of years ago, the book of Proverbs was written by a father to help his children. Proverbs continues to offer wisdom to all who will stop and take it to heart. Today, I want to draw your attention to the wisdom found in Proverbs chapter 20, verses 3 to 7. Here we can find five qualities of a wise person, and this will make an impactful father as well. Proverbs 20, 3 to 7 from the New Living Translation says, Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at harvest. Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out. Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. First of all, verse 3 says, avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. So here we see a wise person is one who exhibits patience. A wise person is one who exhibits patience. How you respond, even to an insult, is always your choice. It's honorable to avoid escalating strife. One commentary translates Proverbs 20, verse 3 as, "It is an honor for a man to remain far from strife, but every fool shows his teeth." Every fool shows his teeth. Have you ever been around an irritable dog that growled and showed its teeth? How do you like being around that dog? It probably made you uncomfortable. How do you like being around someone who is easily irritable and quick to growl at those nearby when they're doing something they don't like? Don't be that person. That's what this proverb is saying. Don't be that person. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 14 tells us, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Sometimes we so much want to be right that we're willing to destroy the good that we have rather than practicing some humility. When you feel yourself growing angry, remind yourself of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Some other verses you might want to memorize: Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A kind answer soothes angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up." Proverbs 15:1. It's like responding to a harsh word with kindness will soothe things over. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 may be another one you want to memorize or write down to remind yourself of when you're starting to get angry. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 says, "Don't be a fool and quickly lose your temper. Be sensible and patient." Proverbs 29, verse 11. And then for parents, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Parents, don't be hard on your children. Raise them properly. Teach them and instruct them about the Lord." Ephesians 6, 4. So a wise person is one who exhibits patience. Make up your mind to be patient. And learn to make a strategic exit whenever you find yourself beginning to lose control. Ask God to help you learn to control your temper and learn to smile more, especially at your children. Verse 4 in Proverbs says, "Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at the harvest." So we see here, secondly, a wise person is a hard worker. Verse 4, a wise person is a hard worker. This verse 4 highlights the dangerous results of laziness. Fields won't plant themselves, nor the seeds grow without being planted. A person who doesn't get around to planting will find they have nothing to harvest. Now, some commentators suggest that this person is ready to plow, and offering to plow, but at the time of harvest, not at the optimal time for seeding. Verse 4 may include a warning against the temptation of waiting to do something when I feel like it. How often have maybe you've been asked to do something and you say, "Well, I'll do it, you know, later. I'll do it when I feel like it." You know, planting is one of those things you need to do when the time is right, not when you feel like it. It's like that saying, you make hay when the sun shines. That's when you make it. if you try to do it when it isn't shining or when it's raining, it's not going to be hay that you end up making. I read about a young people's organization. This was a number of years ago, which required a written report at each business meeting when the youth came to sort of report what they'd been doing. And at the end of each report, this sentence was added: "This work done for Jesus Christ." And if nothing had been done, the report was written: "Nothing done for Jesus Christ." And the president of the group stated that when they added this little sentence, it made a profound impression, and its effects were visible and audible in greatly improved work. They were being reminded that what they were doing wasn't just filling a requirement for their youth group, they were serving the Lord. Christian, what difference would it make in your life if you reminded yourself daily that this work is being done for Jesus Christ? A wise person is a hard worker, a diligent worker. Verse 5 says, "Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out." So we see here a wise person is a good listener. A wise person is a good listener. The picture here is likely of a deep well. And to access this well takes time, skill, effort, and the right equipment, a long cord and a bucket. And there's also the aspect of a person with wisdom. They have the skill to listen and discern the true motives of the speaker and really get to the heart of the matter. As this proverb was written by a king to one who would be king, his children, he is encouraging digging deeper and not just taking what is initially shared on the surface. Spend some time. Get to know this person. You'll get to see their heart. But this requires time and patience and is a useful skill when communicating with both young and old. Time is important. Be a good listener. Stories told about a young man who stood before a judge to be sentenced for forgery. He'd been forging documents. Interestingly, the judge had known this man from childhood, for this man's father had been a famous lawyer, and he'd written a book on the law of trusts that was used by most judges. It was the most exhaustive work on the subject. So the judge said to the man being sentenced, "Do you remember your father?" asked the judge sternly. "That father whom you have disgraced?" And the prisoner answered, "I remember him perfectly. When I went to him for advice or companionship, he would look up from his book on the law of trusts and say, 'Run along, boy, I'm busy.' My father finished his book, and here I am." That man, a great lawyer, though, had neglected his own trust with awful results. Now contrast this with the experience of a young, successful attorney who was asked, you know, some of the secrets to his success. And he said, "I look back in my childhood." He said, "The greatest gift I ever received was a gift I got one Christmas when my dad gave me a small box. And inside, all there was a note. But the note said, 'Son, this year I will give you 365 hours, an hour every day after dinner. It's yours. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. We'll go where you want to go, play what you want to play. It will be your hour.'" He went on, "My dad not only kept his promise," he said, "but every year he renewed it. And it's the greatest gift I ever had in my life, and I'm the result of his time." Wow. A wise person is a good listener and knows where to invest and in whom to invest their time listening. Verse 6 says, "Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable?" So here we see a wise person is a faithful friend in verse 6. A wise person is a faithful friend. This verse reminds us that true loyalty and character are rare commodities and are to be cherished and encouraged. It's one thing to say that you love your spouse and your children, yet it needs to be something that you give priority to. This will take your time and energy. But the wise understand this ministry takes priority, and it also pleases their Lord. Take time to listen, to lead, and to share your own thoughts and feelings, as a good friend would do. Finally, verse 7 says, "The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them." So, a wise person, fifthly, is a righteous soul. A wise person is a righteous soul. Your righteous, God-honoring choices not only impact your life, your choices teach and influence those in your household and those who know you. Here's a story that was taken from our Daily Bread devotional. A strange dog came to a preacher's house, and his three sons soon became very fond of it. It so happened that there were three white hairs in the animal's tail. They thought that was interesting. One day, an advertisement was seen in the local newspaper about a lost dog which fit that description perfectly. And the preacher says, "In the presence of my three boys, we carefully separated the three white hairs and we removed them from the dog." The real owner soon discovered where their stray dog had found a home and came to claim it. And the dog showed every sign of recognition, so the man was ready to take him home. But the minister spoke up. Didn't you say the dog would be known by three white hairs in its tail?" The owner agreed and went to look, and unable to find this identifying feature, was forced to leave the dog. The minister said later, "We kept the dog, but I lost my three boys for Christ." His sons no longer had confidence in what their father professed. He hadn't practiced what he preached. A wise person is a righteous soul. The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. Now here's another story. Jim Penny's father influenced his son to guard his integrity. When Jim was a teenager, he worked for a grocery man in Hamilton, Missouri. And Jim really liked the work, and he had made plans to make a career of it. He wanted to become a grocer as well. One night he came home, and around the supper table, he proudly told his family about his foxy employer. The grocer had a practice of mixing low-quality coffee with the expensive brand, and thereby he increased his profit. And Jim laughed as he told the story at the supper table. But his father didn't see anything funny about the practice. He said to Jim, "Tell me, if the grocer found someone selling him an inferior product for the price of the best, do you think he would think they were just being foxy and laugh about it?" Jim could see his father was disappointed in him, and he said, "I guess not. I just didn't think about it that way." Jim's father then instructed him the next day to go to the grocer and collect whatever money was due him, and then tell the grocer that he wouldn't be working for him any longer. This was a difficult choice because jobs were not plentiful in Hamilton. But Jim's father would rather his son be unemployed than be associated with a crooked businessman. Now, instead of going into the grocery business, Jim decided to get involved in dry goods and became an owner of a dry goods store. And eventually, he grew that into a chain of stores. A chain of stores that you may recognize as JCPenney. JCPenney. Your integrity is more valuable to you and to your family than any treasure on earth that you can think of. Be wise. Seek God's strength not to compromise your integrity. The wise exercise patience. The wise work with diligence. The wise are good listeners. A wise person is faithful and a good friend and seeks to live righteous, God-honoring lives. And not only are you guarding your own walk with God, you are influencing the lives of those you influence as they watch you live what you claim you believe. Be a person of integrity. That's true wisdom. That's God-guided wisdom. Amen. Amen. I'm going to close with a benediction. Could be a responsive benediction. I will read it as it's written here. Go forth as God's beloved children. God's love surrounds us like a father's love. Go in the knowledge of God's comfort and protection. God's strength empowers us to be the best we can be. Go in God's grace. We go to share the love of God with all we meet. Amen. Amen. Again, happy Father's Day to the fathers. The Lord bless you. May you be encouraged as you meditate on Proverbs chapter 20, verses 3-7. The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.